Welcome back to Bite-Sized Breakthroughs, your destination for the latest and most exciting advancements in the world of AI. Today, we're diving deep into a paper that tackles the growing challenge of compressing large language models, or LLMs. Joining us is Dr. Paige Turner, the lead researcher on this fascinating project, and Professor Wyid Spectrum, who provides expert insight on the broader implications of this work. Dr. Turner, can you tell us what sparked your interest in this research?
Thanks, Alex. Well, large language models are undeniably powerful tools. They've achieved remarkable results in natural language understanding and generation. But their sheer size presents a major obstacle. Think about deploying these models on mobile devices or in applications with limited computational resources. It's simply not feasible with the current model sizes.
That makes sense. You're essentially saying we've got these amazing tools, but they're too big for many practical applications. So what did you do about it?
Exactly. Our goal was to compress these models in a way that preserves their versatility and multitask capabilities. We didn't want to sacrifice the amazing abilities these models have simply because of their size. We wanted to make them more accessible and efficient.
Professor Spectrum, what are the common approaches to compressing LLMs?
Well, Alex, there are a few popular techniques. One is model pruning, where you essentially remove unnecessary connections or parameters. Another is knowledge distillation, where you train a smaller model to mimic the behavior of a larger one. And then there's quantization, which reduces the precision of the model's parameters, making it more lightweight. But a lot of these techniques have limitations, particularly when it comes to preserving the multitask capabilities of LLMs.
So Dr. Turner, what makes your approach different? What is LLM pruner?
That's where our work comes in. We've developed a framework called LLM pruner that focuses on structural pruning. Instead of just removing individual connections or parameters, we remove entire structures within the model. And we do it in a way that's task agnostic, meaning it doesn't require retraining the model for a specific task. It's more like a general purpose compression method.
That's interesting. Can you elaborate on how LLM pruner identifies these structures and decides which ones to prune? I'm sure our listeners are curious about the technical details.
Absolutely. LLM pruner works in three stages. The first is the discovery stage. Here, we utilize a dependency detection algorithm to analyze the model's structure and identify groups of interdependent structures. Think of these as building blocks within the model, where removing one block necessitates removing others to maintain consistency.
So it's not just removing random things, it's strategically removing groups of interconnected elements.
Exactly. You can't just haphazardly remove parts of a language model. It will break. We need to be smart about it. After discovering these dependent groups, the next step is the estimation stage. Here, we assess the importance of each group using a combination of first-order gradient information and an approximation of the Hessian matrix. This helps us determine which groups are less critical and can be safely pruned without significantly impacting the model's overall performance.
Professor Spectrum, this sounds quite different from traditional pruning methods. Can you comment on that?
That's right, Alex. Most data-free pruning approaches rely heavily on second-order information, like the Hessian matrix, which is computationally expensive. By utilizing both first-order gradients and an approximation of the Hessian, LLM pruner offers a more efficient and practical solution for determining the importance of structures. It's like taking a shortcut without losing accuracy.
That's a great analogy. So once we've identified and pruned these structures, what happens next?
That's the recovery stage, where we use a technique called LORA, or low-rank adaptation. This is a very efficient post-training method that allows us to adjust the pruned model with minimal data. It's like fine-tuning the model to compensate for the removal of certain structures. We only need to train a small number of additional parameters during this stage. This is a significant advantage compared to traditional post-training methods that require extensive retraining with large data sets.
So in essence, LLM pruner is like a three-step process: discover, estimate, and recover. It's efficient, task agnostic, and minimizes the need for retraining.
That's a good summary, Alex, and the results are very promising. We've tested LLM pruner on three popular open source LLMs: Llama 7B, Vicuna 7B, and ChatGLM 6B. For instance, when we pruned 20% of the parameters from Llama 7B, we observed a minimal drop in performance. And surprisingly, the pruned model even outperformed ChatGLM 6B on several zero-shot tasks.
Wow. So we're not just talking about a minor improvement here. We're seeing that a compressed model can actually outperform a larger model trained from scratch. That's a significant breakthrough, Dr. Turner.
Absolutely. This really demonstrates the effectiveness of LLM Pruner. It allows us to create smaller, more efficient models without sacrificing their capabilities. And the post-training using LoRA is extremely fast, requiring only 3 hours and a relatively small data set of 50,000 samples.
Professor Spectrum, what are the broader implications of this work? How might it change the landscape of AI?
Alex, this research is truly groundbreaking. It opens up a world of possibilities for deploying LLMs in real-world applications. Imagine having access to sophisticated language models on your smartphone or in resource-constrained environments. It could revolutionize everything from personalized education to AI-powered healthcare. This work has the potential to make LLMs more accessible and affordable, driving innovation across multiple sectors.
I'm sure our listeners are wondering, are there any limitations or areas for further improvement?
That's a great question. While LLM Pruner is a significant advancement, it does have some limitations. Firstly, we see a performance drop when we try to prune very high percentages of parameters, such as 50%. We need to find ways to achieve efficient compression at higher rates. Secondly, while LoRA helps us recover performance quickly, there's always a risk of overfitting the limited post-training data. We need to find more robust and generalizable ways to fine-tune these pruned models. And finally, our approach relies on gradient information for importance estimation. Exploring alternative methods for assessing the importance of structures could potentially lead to even better results.
Dr. Turner, what are the next steps in this research? What are you hoping to achieve in the future?
Our future plans are exciting. We want to explore techniques to improve compression at higher pruning rates. We're also looking into more robust and generalizable post-training methods to mitigate overfitting. And we're exploring alternative approaches to importance estimation that go beyond gradient information. Ultimately, our goal is to push the boundaries of efficient and effective LLM compression, making these powerful tools more accessible and impactful.
This is truly fascinating research, Dr. Turner. Professor Spectrum, any final thoughts on the broader impact of this work?
Alex, LLM Pruner is a significant step forward in making LLMs more practical and accessible. It's a game changer for deploying these models in various applications and fostering innovation across multiple fields. The future of AI is looking bright, and this work is definitely a key part of that.
Thank you both for sharing this groundbreaking research. Listeners, I hope this detailed discussion has given you a deeper understanding of LLM Pruner, its implications, and its exciting potential. As we continue to explore the frontiers of AI, this research is a testament to the power of innovation and the ongoing quest for making AI more efficient and accessible for everyone. Be sure to check out the links to the paper and code in the show notes.